TheWritings.com is pleased to present the December 12th, 2011 message to all National Spiritual Assemblies from the Universal House of Justice, read by Atta Fahadi. December 12, 2011. To all National Spiritual Assemblies. Dearly loved friends, across the globe, Baha'i communities are intently engaged in executing the provisions of the five-year plan. Its opening months now behind us, there is every indication that the study of recent guidance and deliberations on the nature and extent of capacity developed thus far are bearing fruit in focused, highly unified action at the grassroots. Principally through the efforts of homefront pioneers, in several hundred newly opened clusters, the first stirrings of a program for the sustained expansion and consolidation of the faith can already be felt, while in several hundred more, further along the continuum of growth, a pattern of rigorous activity is taking hold. Meanwhile, the friends in those clusters in the forefront of learning are gaining mastery over the dynamics that characterize rapidly expanding, relatively large communities. In this connection, we are particularly happy to note the degree of effort being exerted in every country to lend an added measure of vitality to the institute process, so critical if increasing numbers are to participate actively in the work required to bring into reality a new world order. The operation of the Institute Board, the functioning of coordinators at different levels, the capabilities of friends serving as tutors of study circles, animators of junior youth groups, teachers of children's classes, and the promotion of an environment conducive at once to universal participation and mutual support and assistance, nowhere is the centrality of these to the fulfillment of the community's God-given mission lost on the friends. What has been especially heartening to observe in this respect is the widespread mobilization of resources dedicated to the Junior Youth Spiritual Empowerment Program. No less encouraging is the zeal with which institutes have greeted the challenge of preparing teachers for successive grades of Baha'i children's classes as additional materials for this purpose have been made available. It seems timely, then, to offer National Spiritual Assemblies and their training institutes further guidance on the implementation of the main sequence of courses and those that branch off from it. The Path of Service. A number of years ago, to aid the believers in thinking about the process of growth at the level of the cluster, we introduced the concept of two complementary movements: the progress of a steady, ever-widening stream of individuals through the courses of the Institute represents one of these. It is not only responsible for giving impetus to the other, the development of the cluster, discernible in the collective capacity to manifest a pattern of life in conformity with the teachings of the faith, but also dependent on it for its own perpetuation. It was in view of mounting evidence of the effects of the Ruhi Institute curriculum on these two mutually reinforcing movements that we recommended its adoption worldwide 6 years ago. At the time, we did not comment specifically on the pedagogical principles governing the curriculum. Nevertheless, it should be apparent to the friends that the curriculum possesses desirable characteristics, some of which have been described in broad terms in our messages regarding the current series of global plans. Of particular significance is its organizing principle, developing capacity to serve the cause and humanity in a process likened to walking a path of service. This conception shapes both content and structure. The main sequence of courses is organized so as to set the individual, whether Baha'i or not, on a path being defined by the accumulating experience of the community in its endeavor to open before humanity the vision of Baha'u'llah's world order. The very notion of a path is, itself, indicative of the nature and purpose of the courses, for a path invites participation.